Starters Sean Newcomb and Rick Porcello faced one another on Sunday Night Baseball last week. Neither pitched all that well. Porcello lasted only two innings, Newcomb three and a third. Both were better tonight as Newcomb retired the first six Mets that he faced, but Porcello had some trouble in the first inning. He did get the first two men out, but Freddie Freeman got a base hit. So did Marcell Ozuna with two outs. And then Matt Adams dribbled a ball through the left side to give Atlanta a quick 1-0 lead, and that's when Travis d'Arnaud's big night began.
The 0-2 pitch lined over second. That might drop, and it does. A base hit into center field for d'Arnaud. Ozuna scores from third. Adams stops at second. Four straight two-out hits for the Braves. An RBI single for Travis d'Arnaud, and it's 2-0 Atlanta in the first inning.
Well, d'Arnaud had never played in a major league game for any team but the Mets until last year when the Dodgers picked him up and then quickly let him go to Tampa Bay. D'Arnaud turned in a very good season with the Rays, had a career-high 16 homers, drove in nearly 70 runs last year. So the Braves gave him a nice contract, 2 years, $16 million. He missed the first handful of games because he was under the weather, did not have COVID, but the Braves certainly out of concern that he might sat him out. He's back now. He was hitting during spring training. He was hitting during summer camp, and he certainly hit tonight as he gave the Braves a 2-0 lead with that base hit. Rick Porcello would settle down after that. He would last four-plus innings tonight, giving up three earned on five hits. Meanwhile, Sean Newcomb would last four and a third innings tonight, and he was on the hook for six runs. The first two were driven in by J.D. Davis in the top of the fourth. Three balls and two strikes on Davis. Pitch. Davis, it's a high fly ball, left center field, struck well. Ozuna runs back. He's at the warning track in front of the wall. He leaps, and it's gone. A home run. J.D. Davis has punched out a game-tying two-run homer just out of the reach of a leaping Ozuna at the wall in left center field. And Davis, with his second home run of the season, has made this a 2-2 game. So J.D. Davis jumping on that 3-2 pitch from Newcomb. After a Pete Alonso walk, he evened the score at 2-2 in the top of the fourth. The Mets would take the lead in the fifth, and it would be a big lead by the time that inning was over as Robinson Cano kick-started a rally.
1-1 pitch. Curveball hit high in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Acuna. This is on the way, and it's gone for a home run. Robinson Cano just jumped on a hanger and hit it several rows back into the right field stands. For Robinson Cano, his first home run of the year. The Mets are leading by a score of 3-2.
Cano with eight hits in his last four games, spanning 13 at-bats. He's been swinging the bat well, had three hits tonight, including that 426-foot home run off of Sean Newcomb. Wilson Ramos would then get a hit. Andrés Giménez with a perfect bunt up the first base side to get a base hit and move Ramos to second. Giménez on that bunt single was at 3.88 seconds home to first. That is very fast. And the Mets had two on with nobody out after the Cano homer. Ahmed Rosario flied out. Brandon Nimmo with a base hit to load the bases. And then Newcomb came out. Jolys Chacín entered. He walked Pete Alonso with the bases loaded. Two batters later, he walked Michael Conforto with the bases loaded. But the Mets were still looking for that big hit after not really getting that over the last few games. And finally it happened from Yoenis Céspedes.
Chacín from the stretch delivers. Swing and a drive down the left field line. That's a base hit. Two runs are going to score. Nimmo's in. Alonso is in. Davis will stop at third. And cruising into second, standing with a two-run double is Yoenis Céspedes. And it is a five-run fifth inning for the Mets. They have opened up a 7-2 lead.
It would be a six-run inning for the Mets after a base hit by Robinson Cano, as Cano drove home Conforto, and the Mets were up 8-2 at that point. Seemingly, this game was looking good for the Mets, but in the bottom of the fifth, Atlanta struck right back for three as Rick Porcello got knocked out of the game. Dansby Swanson walked. Real key play in this game was J.D. Davis dropping a fly ball in left field. That turned into two unearned runs and certainly made a difference in the end tonight as Matt Adams would get an RBI double to knock in Swanson, and then Freeman, who reached on that Davis error, he was driven home by Travis d'Arnaud.
Seawald sets now the pitch. Swing and a liner to right, slicing away from Conforto. It's a base hit. In to score is Freeman. Adams will stop at third. And on at first with his second hit, his second RBI single, is Travis d'Arnaud. And it is 8-4 New York as the Braves have come back with two here in the bottom of the fifth and have runners at the corners, one out. And Austin Riley coming up.
Riley would hit into a fielder's choice that nearly was turned into a double play. Cano's throw to first was in the dirt. Alonso couldn't scoop it. Had he been able to, it might have been a double play. It was too close to tell, really, on the replay. But Riley got an RBI to drive home Adams, and that made it a three-run inning after the Mets had just put up six. So it was an 8-5 game, but the Mets picked up some insurance runs as they pulled away again. Ahmed Rosario would get things going in the sixth.
Rosario fouled out to first, hit into a fielder's choice, and flied to right. It's this next pitch in the air, pretty deep to left field, down the line. If it's fair, it might go, and it is a home run. A home run for Ahmed Rosario. He tucked it just inside the foul pole in the left field corner. Rosario's first home run of the year. It ends an 0-for-11 streak, and the Mets tack on a run, now lead it 9-5.
Ahmed Rosario has always hit well in the Braves ballpark, Truist Park. That's his 30th career hit there, his second home run. He has a .349 average, or at least he did entering tonight in that ballpark, and Rosario with a homer to make it 9-5. Brandon Nimmo would single, steal second, and go to third on a throwing error by d'Arnaud. J.D. Davis would record his third RBI of the night with a base hit to score Nimmo. So the Mets were up by five until Atlanta pecked away again. A run in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ender Inciarte walked to lead off against Chasen Shreve, who gave up an RBI double to Dansby Swanson. Otherwise, Shreve was pretty good. He struck out five in his two innings tonight with just that one run and one hit allowed. So the Mets are still up 10-5 after seven as Shreve painted the corners. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. That five-run lead, though, would start to disappear. And rather, that four-run lead was 10-6 after Shreve left the game. But that lead would go away quickly in the bottom of the eighth inning. Dellin Betances allowed a leadoff base hit to Adani Echevarria, then walked Ender Inciarte. The two weakest hitters in the Braves lineup were put on base. And then it got to the big boys. Betances did strike out Ronald Acuna, who continues to struggle. Acuna has fanned 17 times in his first 32 at-bats this year. But the Braves have plenty of hitters besides Acuna, including Dansby Swanson, who would pick up a base hit to start to peck away at this Mets lead.
The 1-1, that's lined to right. That's going to be a base hit. Echevarria to third. He's being waved home. Conforto's throw to the plate up the third baseline. Not in time. Echevarria scores standing. Inciarte stops at second. And on at first with a single and a run batted in is Dansby Swanson. It is now 10-7 New York. And the Braves will bring the tying run to the plate. And it's Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman would draw a walk. And in the meantime, after a double steal, it was Betances who let one get away that allowed another run to score.
The 3-0 to Freeman. He takes it inside, ball four, but the ball goes to the backstop. Picked up by Ramos. His throw to the plate is not in time. Inciarte scores. Swanson goes to third on the walk and probably a wild pitch. Charged to Betances. It is now 10-8.
So a 10-8 ball game as Betances with the wild pitch driving in a run there. And then Betances, after the Freeman walk, would come out of the game. Well, Seth Lugo enters, usually pretty reliable, but for the second straight time, he wasn't. He walked Marcell Ozuna. He did get Johan Camargo to fly out for the second out of the inning, but the walk to Ozuna loaded the bases. And with two outs, the bases were loaded for Travis d'Arnaud. And in the first pitch, Lugo would fall behind 1-0. On the second pitch, it seemed that Lugo would have gotten a strike on the outside corner, but it was not called a strike. So now Lugo is behind in the count, and Travis d'Arnaud would make the Mets pay.
2-0, the count to d'Arnaud with the bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Swing and a liner to right center. That's a base hit. It may go up the alley. Two runs are going to score to tie the game. Cordell up with a ball. Around third, Ozuna. He's digging to the plate. The relay throw, the head first slide. He's safe, and the Braves take the lead. A three-run double for Travis d'Arnaud, and the Braves have an 11-10 lead.
Well, just an extra kick in the pants there because of who got the big hit tonight. Travis d'Arnaud drives in 5 runs in this game. The 3-run double to give the Braves the lead in the bottom of the 8th inning. d'Arnaud matching his career high with 5 RBIs. He did that once as a Met. He also did it once last year as a Tampa Bay Ray, and he does it against the Mets tonight. If you count Matt Adams, the 3 ex-Mets in the Braves lineup tonight, d'Arnaud, Adams, and Adani Echevarria were a combined 6-for-11 with 7 RBIs, 2 runs scored, and a stolen base. Travis matching his career high with his 5 runs batted in tonight, and the Braves with an 11-10 lead on that huge hit off the bat of Travis d'Arnaud. The Mets bullpen has just been wonky here in the first 8 games now, and the Mets just in general in Atlanta, they cannot keep the Braves from scoring. The Mets gave up a whole bunch of runs in this one. And because of that, looking back at how many earned runs there were out of the 11, 9 earned runs. So in the last 9 games the Mets have played in Atlanta, they have now allowed 65 earned runs in a span of 74 innings. That's an ERA that is close to 8. And this is a very good Braves offense to be sure, but the Mets had a big lead tonight that they just could not hang on to in what turns out to be an 11-10 loss. Chris Martin got the save. He did allow a couple of men to reach base. Michael Conforto singled. Robinson Cano walked with 2 outs, but Wilson Ramos flied out to fairly deep right, sent Ronald Acuna back toward the warning track before Acuna hauled it in, and the Braves hang on to beat the Mets. A huge comeback for Atlanta as they win it 11-10 here tonight.